Governor Bill Walker says the state's three oil company partners told his administration in February they weren't sure they could move ahead with the effort to build a natural gas line and suggested the state take over. Walker's comments came a day after lawmakers grilled his point person on the project. And the companies, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips, also expressed skepticism, telling a slightly different story. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholz reports.
In its current form, the state holds a 25% share of the massive Alaska LNG project, partnering with ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips. But Walker says that in a meeting on February 9th, the company said they weren't sure they'd be able to continue the project next year as planned and offered two options: slow down work or let the state take control.
The words they use is we transition the project over to the state, was the exact words that they use. That took us completely by surprise, and which was fine. I mean, they certainly have every right to do that.
Walker says the company still wanted to continue negotiations on fiscal certainty. That's jargon for locking in taxes on the project. But he says with the whole structure up in the air, the state didn't see a point in that and broke off negotiations. Companies told a slightly different story to lawmakers on Wednesday. They said they just received the proposal for a state-controlled gas line last week, the same time it was made public to reporters. Walker says that puzzles him.
Not only did they understand it, it was their idea. It was their concept that they brought to us. So I'm a little surprised when what they could mean is that this is the first time they've seen this specific on-paper proposal as a follow-up to what they had proposed. Perhaps that's what they were saying. But the concept, goodness, it was one that they brought to us.
Either way, in testimony on Wednesday, the companies did not seem enthusiastic about a state-run project. All three stressed the key point is whether an Alaska natural gas project can compete in the current global market. In other words, can it be built cheaply enough? And right now, it's clear the companies don't think so. Alaska BP regional manager David Van Tiel said he understands the state's desire for a project, especially given Alaska's budget situation.
But we don't want to move quickly at all costs. We don't want to rush into the largest energy project in North America that only ends up losing lots of money for all of us.
Lawmakers also expressed skepticism on Wednesday. They grilled the new head of the state-owned Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, Keith Meyer, for more than 4 hours. Meyer was blunt. The existing partnership may have made sense a year ago, he said, but the market has changed.
I'm not saying that the current path that the project is on is wrong, and nor was it wrong. However, I think we need to recognize that under the current path, this project is not going forward.
Many lawmakers remained unconvinced. Anchorage Republican Mike Hawker asked if the state is prepared to take on the increased risk that comes with increased ownership. Soldotna Republican Peter Michicki said he doesn't see why the project needs to move forward immediately, saying, "I don't subscribe to the build it now or die mentality." But it was Anchorage Democrat Andy Josephson who touched on the heart of the issue. If the project doesn't work for the big three oil companies, he said, why should it work for the state?
I've sort of felt like if the three majors saw merit in moving forward, the plan had merit. And if they didn't, it likely didn't. Mm-hmm. Is there something you can tell me that would dispel that general concern?
Meyer said essentially the three companies have to weigh the Alaska project against many others in their portfolios. Just because it comes up short for them, he said, doesn't mean it's not worth it for us. But, he said, that's what Alaska has to find out. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.